敬礼辽明和尚。
Homage to the Honorable Monk Liao Ming, Master Sakya Zhenkong, to the 16th Dharma King Karmapa, and Master Dukten Dorje. Homage to the main deity of Homa, the great Mahajundi Buddha Mother. Homage to the three jewels represented on the altar.
Sumu,
our masters, Dharma educators, Dharma teachers, Dharma lecturers, assistant Dharma teachers, all disciples and all disciples over the internet, may all be auspicious. Today, we perform the Pure Vajra Great Mahajuni Buddha Mother. So Mahajundi can be regarded as personal deity or yidam or as protector because of her power. It's quite majestic. We know that Mahajundi Buddha Mother is also called Mahajundi Guan Yin. She's different from the four-armed Kuan Yin. She has 18 arms. And thousand eyes, thousand arms, Kuan Yin has 1,000 arms. And Mahajundi has 18 arms. And four-armed Kuan Yin has 4 arms. And most Kuan Yin only has 2 arms. So whether many arms or less arms, both have great majestic power. So today when I perform the Homa, Mahajundi descended on my body and I felt different and the power is truly great. It doesn't matter how many arms Kuan Yin has, as long as it's not 3 arms
or 3 hands.
Kuan Yin is very compassionate. If you pray to her, then you would be given response. When you wholeheartedly and single-mindedly pray to her, and you would get the spiritual response. Like the High King Kuan Yin Sutra, during the Tang Dynasty, it was already very popular during the Tang Dynasty in China. So the power of the spiritual response was really great. Many people recite the High King Kuan Yin Sutra, and because of the sutra, they eliminate a lot of disasters. And the High King Kuan Yin also has her form. So when you enter the Tantric Quarter, the first Kuan Yin that you see is the Gao Wang, the High King Kuan Yin. She looks very dignified. And Mahajuni Buddha Mother too is also very dignified. When I received the empowerment of Mahajuni, was given by Master Pu Fang. And Master Pu Fang was in Taipei. It was it called Xia? It's in a place called Sezi. There was a temple that specifically enshrined Mahajundi Buddha Mother. And Master Pu Fang had Mahajundi as his personal deity or primary deity. So today, We will continue to talk about what we talked about last night, last evening, about the military. Grandmaster had been a military man for 14 years and 4 months. I lived as a military man. At that time, the blanket that we folded, just like this. This is a blanket, and the bed sheet is just like tofu, the dried tofu. Every morning when we got up, we have to fold the blanket like a tofu, like this. It's square and sharp and tidy. At that time, when the blanket was soft, so what did we do? We spray with water. You know, like when we iron our clothes, we would spray some water. So we would spray and spray, and then we use our hands. One hand horizontal and the other hand vertical to fold it until it forms a straight line at each place. At this place, it's like one line after another. All of it folded like this every morning. It's incredible just to fold this. And some people had some tricks. They had this box, a wooden box, very thin, and looked like the blanket. So at first, we used the board, the two boards, to form the straight line. And then later, we got even smarter. We placed the board inside the blanket, and quickly we can form at the straight line. If we place the board inside the blanket, then it would look square. So every day we would our inner quarters would be checked. We never said that the blankets of all the Dharma teachers have to be folded like this, because you need to spend a lot of time, and you need to spray it with water, and to use both hands and the board to fold it like this. So this photograph was taken at the Yongping Temple in Japan. So their sangha there have to fold their blankets and the bedsheet like this every morning in a temple in Japan. But for us, we all know, there's no need to say it more. There's no need to say more. The first time I received the military training was in Donghua Mountain, or Pumpkin Mountain in Taichung. Donghua, the eastern mountain in Taichung. There was those who had graduated from colleges, so they would receive the training in the Chenggong. So the trainings consist of the first 8 weeks and the second 8 weeks, so for a total of 4 months. And for 14 years and 4 months include the 4 years in college, and then I give service for another 10 years. And on the first day, we received the training, the shock training. What does it mean? When the trainer came, this cadets, the new cadets, sat at the low place, and he came and he didn't say anything. and he would put his stuff on the table very loudly, and we was and placed the chair on top of the desk, and we were shocked. And then the first question was, what is this? Please answer. And everybody was looking at it. Wasn't that a simple question? This was a chair. So he put the chair on top of a desk, and everybody was shocked very loudly. This is a chair. Everybody would shout, chair. And the trainer would say, that's wrong. This is a desk. And then we thought, how could it be? It's really a chair. How could he say it's a desk? And everybody shout, this is a chair. And the trainer said, wrong. It's a desk.
你们再看, 这是椅子还是桌子?
Look at it again. Is it a desk or a chair?
明明是椅子,
it really is a chair. How could you say it's a desk?
大家通通不说话了,
and nobody said anything. And the trainer said,
说,
say it. What is it?
我们每个人摸着,
and we, by holding our conscience, we say it's a desk. And the trainer said, that's right. There's no true reasons in the military. We only talk about following commands. So as a military man, the principle is just follow the command. So when we heard that, it turned out that he's teaching us to follow the command. So if the commander say so, then you just follow it. And you just do it. So the mission is to follow order. There's none others. Whatever the commander said, we just follow. Because if not, it would be chaotic. Because there are millions of soldiers, thousands, millions of soldiers, they are all following command. Only by following command, then they would be united. And if you argue and talk reasons, like now, it's democratic, and you want to talk about reasons. But at that time, there's no reasons to discuss. So whatever the commander wants you to do, then you do it. Because on the battleground, with one statement, you just follow it. Like on the battleground, if the commander said, let's move forward, and you... And the enemy is to the right, and you want us to move forward? That's not right. At this time, there's no unity, and the command cannot take place. So the military always follow order. You follow whatever the commander says. It's not based on what you see, what the enemy is there, and how come we are going there, or whatever we are told. On the battleground, with one command, there's one action. So one hole for one carrot. You cannot have two holes for one carrot.
所以那会引起那个军心呐、啊、涣散。
That would create chaos in the military. So we only follow order.
学长制，什么叫学长制？你读到大四啊，可以管大三、大二、大一。
So if you have rise to the fourth level, then you can control or manage the three lower levels. And if you reach the third level, then you can control the lower second levels. And if you're at the bottom level, then you're just being controlled.
四条线就是四年级生。
So with one strip, then you're on the first level, two strips on the second level, and four strips on the fourth level, and then you're about to graduate. Once you graduate,
少尉、中尉、上尉、少校，一直到少校才可以。
What's that? It's like lieutenant, major, colonel. I'm sorry.
那么我们今天呢
？Major, etc.All the titles of the different levels. And today, as an ordained people in Sangha, it's about the same as the military. And look at this Yongping temple. The Sangha there folded their blankets like this. And there's also DVD that show from the time they get up. At that time, there would be the small trumpet that would sound at the time of getting up. You can take another 10 minutes. And at night,bedtime, all the lights would be turned off.
这当中呢，有很多的作息规定。
And during the day, there are a lot of schedules.
在我们僧人叫打板，打板就是吃饭，打板吃饭。
So, for us, it's like hitting the block.
在军中呢，就是
That's the time for meals.
用喇叭吹。
And in the military, they use trumpets.
夜间紧急集合。
Like for the urgent times, critical times at night, there's some specific sign.
他说
And you have to get up at any time and follow the order. Just bring your guns, bring your
上衣啊，倒穿。什么叫倒穿呢？
Your armor.
我们扣子不是扣在
前面。And you have to wear your clothes backward. What does it mean? That the buttons would be at the back.
上衣倒穿，这个右手。
So the jacket would be worn backward. And on your right hand, bring your toothpaste. And on the left hand, bring your toothbrush.And then put your pail on top of your head, and we all have to gather in the middle of the night. And everybody had to follow the order, and some people brought a broom instead of a gun.
紧张啊，你知道夜间紧急集合也很紧张了，那种训练。
And that was
也不叫魔鬼训练
了。It was very.Urgent, you know, and it was very hurried. You know, it's really not the training of hell, but still some kind of training. But for us, the training for the newly ordained people, how could it be called the training from hell? It's just like it's just a warm training. However, that nun, Reverend Lian San, at the end, she spoke very well that she had to learn to be rational and be approachable. And that's the best way to help sentient beings.
师尊也是很喜欢知情达理，也喜欢平易。
Grandmaster too likes to be reasonable and approachable, but also there are rules. It's not that every disciple can come and hug. Grandmaster, how are you?
Oh. 然后拍拍师尊的肩膀啊
or tap on Grandmaster's shoulder,
帽子啊
rub on my head, or you can kick Grandmaster's feet, that's not allowed. That's not good. You have to understand the rules, still the ethics. As monks and nuns, you have to understand. You cannot like,shoulder to shoulder. You can like hold somebody's shoulder and walking together, or holding hands together when you walk. That could be misunderstood. Yeah, walking arm in arm or hand in hand. It's like, you know, when I'm holding your shoulder. And the other holding the other's back, and you walk together like that, it could be misunderstood. Especially the monks, moreover the nuns. So there is this rule how they walk. As monks and nuns, you have to sit like a bell, walk like the wind.Walk like the wind. Stand like the pine. When you stand, stand straight like the pine tree. Lift up your head. So you have the posture when you sit. You can't sit like this. This is the training of the epidemic god. It's just a play of words in Chinese. So sit like a bell. Stand like the pine.Walk like the wind, and sleep like the arrow, like the bow. So this is what the monks and nuns should maintain, should do. So when you eat, the bowl is here, these are the chopsticks, and like this. You eat like this.And the trainer would hit you from the back. So you have to lift the bowl to the mouth. And you have to sit straight and lift up your head. You eat like this. Bring the bowl to the mouth. Not like now. It's the eating style of the epidemic god.Or the warm god. That doesn't look right. So when you go to the proper temples, the laity would serve and nobody speak a word. You cannot chat. Like, not like us now.We just chat. You can't even hear a jet flying above. In the morning, when they drink the congee, all the sound is so loud. And even a jet flying, you can't.Not affected. You cannot eat like the epidemic god, and you cannot talk while you eat. So a bowl of rice and a bowl of dish. If you want more rice, then you place your chopstick in a certain way. And those who serve, the lay practitioners would know that you need more rice, and they would help you to get more rice. You cannot stand up. Before you finish eating, you cannot stand up and walk over there and come back.
这是寺庙的规矩。
That's the rule of the temple.
我们今天讲寺庙的规矩。
So today, talking about the rules of the temple,
是有规矩。
You know, our temples have some rules, but not quite as strict.
军中有军法。
So there are rules in the military.
家有家法。
And at home too have their rules, and temples also have temples rules. It's all the same. So temples or homes or military, they all have their rules. And in society, we also have rules or laws.So we have to follow these rules because all this to teach you to be focused and to be in unity and in accordance. And only by being focused and united and tidy or in accordance that you can show the spirit.Of the Sangha. It doesn't matter what you do. You have to have good spirit or full energy. So the training or the education of the newly ordained monks and nuns at the Siat Le Chang Temple are not so strict. Even if you stoop,
所以我们呢，这个、
Nobody would hit your head. So this is not the training of hell. The training from hell is the training of the epidemic god. Or just like a really warm kind of training. Soft kind of training. Now let's continue to talk a little bit about Hevajra.
由于喜金刚跟无我母的双印及八大
By the dual execution of Hevajra and the Buddha Mother with no ego and the visualization of the eight great Dakinis, the meaning is there will not be any wet birth, womb birth, egg birth, and transformation birth. And without these four births, then there will not be any reincarnations.There's this praise that all the yoginis around the deity who has attained the supreme meaning in dignifying movements and non-movements, delivering sentient beings with great compassion. The Vajra with illusory mind practice the fruition. This is the seal of the Vajra Heruka. So this praise, the key is the eight great Dakinis are surrounding the main deity of Hevajra. And this main deity Hevajra has achieved or attained the complete and perfect awakening.And Hevajra, whether he moves or doesn't move, is very dignified, and he embodies great compassion to deliver all sentient beings. And this Hevajra has attained the supreme, perfect and great awakening, and he is called the Vajra Heruka. And Heruka means the Vajra Buddha.
表示金刚神、金刚佛、
The Vajra Deity.
金刚佛的这个印记。
So he has the seal of the Vajra Buddha or Vajra Heruka. This is the praise that praises Hevajra.
这个当师父的
，As a guru,
做弟子的榜样。
He should set examples for his disciples as masters.
师尊有时候啊
like grandmaster sometimes,
做事情啊，有时候是考虑到这个
whatever he does would consider
上师
all the masters,
教授师,
the Dharma educators, the Dharma teachers, all reference,
讲师助教,
Dharma lecturers, assistant Dharma teachers, and all disciples would take them into consideration. So whatever Grand Master does has to be example for all the 5 million disciples. Actually, Grand Master can do a lot of things. But some things in the eyes of everyone would be a bad example, would become a bad example.
并不一定所有的弟子都是要看师尊的。
All the disciples does not necessarily follow Grand Master. Whatever Grand Master says, whatever Grand Master does, you follow them. You also says so and does so. Because in the sutras, it would mention that the places where the lion can jump to, the rabbits should not follow. Because the cliff can be reached by the lion, but not necessarily by the rabbits. So things that Grand Master can do, if it's good for you, then you can follow. But if you regard them as not good, then don't follow. So please pay attention to this. It's talking about guru has to be an example for the students. Of course, you need to take into consideration this. Because Grand Master sometimes forget that he is a lineage root guru. I sometimes also forget that I'm a Grand Master. And sometimes I even forget that I am an ordained monk. So you don't necessarily have to follow or to say what I say. Like jokes that I say, you don't need to follow that. I've said this at the Seattle Temple before. The joke is like this. That human life is just like the pool. You cannot say that too. Of course you can say it in jokes.
这个笑话我已经讲过了,
I've said this joke at the Seattle Temple once.
它是讲说人生像大便,
that human life is just like a pool. Why? Because when you flush it, it's gone forever. Never to return. You're dead.
人生像大便啊,
so human life is just like a pool.
水一冲,
once flushed,
就永远不会回来。
Then it's gone forever. That's human life. And human life is like poo.
每天都一样,
every day, it's the same.
每天都蹲同样的姿势,
you squat with the same posture.
做同样的姿势,
and you do it the same way. But the thing that you pushed out is not necessarily the same. Human life's like that. You do the same thing every day. But the results of what you do may not be the same. And human life sometimes is very joyous, very happy. Like today, you squat and you felt good. And tomorrow, maybe you would skew your face.
And you
for half a day and you still could not push it out. And you would get hypertension. Sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's hard. So human life's like a pool. And then? I forgot the rest. You all forgotten? How about the person who wrote it? Please stand up and say it yourself.
人生像大便。
Human life's like a pool.
有时候努力的要死要活。
Sometimes you work so hard, and all you could do was just fart.
不一定你能够，你努力的要死要活啊。你收获的没有那么多。
You work so hard and
对不对？我们很努力的修行啊。
And the end result is not that rewarding.
很努力的修行。
Like a lot of true disciples cultivated very hard.
一点感应都没有。
And the result is that they don't receive any spiritual response. They just farted.
放都放不出来啊。
They couldn't even let it out.
这个蛮有意思的、啊、最后一个好像我
And the last one
最后一个
Now I remember
人生啊就像大便
Human life's like poo
只有你一个人默默地去承受
Only you、
啊、你放出来什么你都要看
Can
眼睛要看
Only you has to deal with it
别人啊一碰到就跑了
Only you can see or can smell it. Everybody else would run away from it. So you just enjoy it quietly, all by yourself. So that's what human life is. There's this teacher that asked the student.
我有两个题目。
The teacher asked, I have two questions.
第二题就不需要再答。
If you can answer the first question, then there's no need to answer the second question. And the teacher asked, How many hair do you have? This is difficult to answer. And the student answered,
1亿2000根头发。
12 billion
老师就在问
hairs
你怎么会知道学生就回答
and
第二题不用回答
the teacher asked how would you know and the student said there's no need to answer the second question
所以这个老师啊自己限制自己
so the teacher restricted himself
老师应该讲我问你什么问题
the teacher should have said you need to answer all the questions I ask
说你只要答
But instead, he said, if you answer the first question, you don't need to answer the second question. So that's some kind of restriction. In the old society, someone was robbed, and the policeman asked, So the criminal, when he was robbing your gold ring, why didn't you cry for help? And the person answered, How dare I? Because my mouth was filled with gold crowns.How dare I?
抢他的金戒指、啊、
so when the robber was robbing the gold ring, he did not dare to open his mouth. He didn't dare to shout. The policeman asked, why didn't you shout? Because my mouth was filled with gold crowns. Because if he opened his mouth, then all his gold crowns would be gone. This makes sense too.Yesterday, Reverend Lian San said that you need to be reasonable. So, in our today's society, it's different from the past that now everything is democratic, everything has to be reasonable.So as a guru, in teaching you has to be reasonable. So the rules at the temples too have to be reasonable.
那我们跟这个法师像我们西雅图
，like at the Seattle Temple,
长老
there are two seniors. 啊，
一位是仙人法师
，one is Reverend 仙人，
长老级的。
Is considered the senior
出家啊，怎么样都比他晚的。他是长老级的。
There are many masters or ordained monks and nuns.
官很大，官很大。另外还有一个联系法师
came after him, and so his position is big, is high, and next is Reverend Lian Xu. He's been here for many years, although he's skinny, he's not here today, but his loud is very, very sharp. So one is fat, and the sound is very loud.
So,
one is heavy, the other one is light. So, it's like the seventh and eighth gods of the city temple, the city god temple. It's like Larry and Hardy in the Western. So, no matter what, according to their seniority, they haveThe rights to control you, to manage you. Although the voices may be louder, because if you use soft voice, then nobody would listen to you. Like if the teacher says, oh, please listen to me softly, please be quiet, please sit quietly, please listen to me carefully. And the students would ignore you. They would do whatever they want. And the teacher got angry and took a ruler and hit the blackboard until the blackboard broke. And everybody would be awakened, shocked, and the teacher got angry, so please be quiet. So these two seniors, the senior monks, when their voices are louder, is to wake you up, to let you know.
另外上师呢还有莲宁上师
and masters like Master Lian Ning, his voice too is rather loud,
也比较急啦，也比较急，这是个性的问题。
And also quite urgent, that's his temperament.
在讲这些，你声音喊出来以后啊，
so when you shout,
吓了一跳，
if
那么你就要跟他解释，好像是说，
if the listener got shocked, then you need to explain.You should do it this way. At that time, you talk reasons and your voice has to be softer. If you do it this way, then that would be right. I'm teaching you. This is called being reasonable. You need to talk reasons. First, I shout at you to wake you up and then you explain the reasons.Like Reverend Lian Xu, please explain it to him. And also Reverend Jiu Ru, you also have to mention, explain it to Jiu Ru. And for all the masters too, the same. In teaching, the monks and the nuns, or all the lay practitioners, when you talk loudly, then you have to explain the reasons in a softer voice. After they got shocked, you have to explain the reasons. Only this is called being reasonable, because now,We live in democratic countries, it's different. Like in the past, in the military, we don't talk reasons, but now we want to be reasonable and be approachable. This way it's easier to help sentient beings.
This is what I'm going to say today. Om Mani Padme Hum.
This is how I would end my teaching today.
我们再次以热烈的掌声。